Okay, so sit up straight, push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. We're just going to start with one really deep breath, go ahead and inhale super deep. Retain the breath and inhabit the whole body as you're retaining the breath. And now exhale. Okay, good. Now we're going to look at the positives and negatives of changing our behaviors, of stopping the addiction. And again, as usual, there's no pressure. We're not forcing some sort of outcome. We're just going to look at the positives and negatives of change. Let's start with what would be the negatives of change? So if you were to quit with your addictive behavior, how would your life suffer? Go ahead and give voice to that now. Maybe you wouldn't enjoy life as much. That's legitimate. Maybe you socially connect through your addictive behaviors. Maybe that wouldn't be available to you. Certainly, there are positive externalities to your addictive behavior. Really go ahead and see those and see how those would be lost to you, at least partially, if you were to give up the addiction. Also, there would be unknowns in your life that would arise if you gave up the addiction. And dealing with unknowns is stressful. Acknowledge that. You might have some identity wrapped up in the addiction. You might lose that if you stopped. See that clearly. Okay. And now let's go look at the other side. So, what are the positives of change? How would your life benefit? How would your life get better if you were to stop with the addictive behavior? What kind of impact would stopping have on your sense of self-esteem? Let's look at that first. What about productivity and exploration? What kind of impact would stopping the addiction have on your productivity and ability to explore? Keep investigating. Give voice to all of that. What other benefits of letting this addictive behavior go? What else? What other benefits would arise? his voice to that. What social benefits would arise? So just see all of this clearly. And now imagine yourself stepping away from the meditation. Imagine to yourself standing up and looking at things from a very contextualized point of view. And again, there's no pressure about making decisions or forcing yourself to do anything, but just look at what you learned by investigating the positives of change or the negatives of change. See all of this clearly. Now reinforce the insight. Okay. Good. I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.